Welcome back to Reflections, your host Jorge Gonzalez. And I started off the program with this statement about competition is the law of the jungle and cooperation is the law of civilization. And it's very appropriate for reflecting on what was happening during this week. And as I was describing, first of all, was the annual meeting of Coalición Comunidad San Patricio and the issues and how you deal with issues with volunteers and with the community. Always a challenge, and I love challenges. And I love conflict. I'm a consultant in the prevention and resolution of conflicts. I'm one of these weird guys that persons that likes conflict, likes the even my personal conflicts, I find them challenging to work them forward with. So I was describing then the panel that took place on Saturday, and it happened to be in Caguas, in the C3 Tech building that Caguas has. It's a fantastic building. There's a theater, and there's a place for maker labs and all, and they open it up to the different community organizations. So the panel in the afternoon, I was describing there were people from, each of them had two representatives. I was on the only one for COSPE. And by coincidence, they both had to do with this barrio, two barrios, one where our farm, Finca Borinquen, is located. We have an agricultural project. And the other one, San Salvador, which is contiguous, really close to the barrio Borinquen. The organization that with respect to barrio Borinquen was an aqueduct program which they have had for many, many years. They had a lot of problems for water from aqueductos, alcantarillado y aqueductos, and they did their own aqueduct, community aqueduct infrastructure, and it has worked incredibly well. And the description of how they went about it, and basically being very formal in terms of making sure that all the legalities and requirements were undertaken. And it's been a great program. And part of the Barrio Borinquen group, they also had a cooperative in how they're getting organized in terms of helping develop the economy and the aesthetics of the Barrio Borinquen. And we've been, my brother Miguel and I especially, have been working with them and getting along, and we've been really cooperation, and it's worked very well. The other panelist was from San Salvador, Barrio San Salvador, and they described a solar panel cooperative that they developed. And what was interesting about it is basically solar panels, because it's very mountainous, are on the tops of the ceilings of the homes, and so this what they developed a cooperative that helps each of these owners in the barrio to put the solar panels that are owned by the cooperative and maintained by the cooperative, and this whole thing was an interesting way of resolving, like the aqueducts. Now this is the solar in this particular area where the homes are in a rural area and not super close. And I'm thinking that something like this in Calle, both aqueducts and the electricity could work. When I want to grab a project of this nature, I don't know, but we'll see. I've discussed there are two community centers in Calle, one Ajome Alto and the other one Ajome Bajo, and I've been working with them. These students, Rotary Interact students from New Hampshire will be coming back for the third year and working in both of these Calle community centers. So, you know, they're both incipient, you know, trying to decide what exactly they're going to be doing to service the community. And it's always fun. It's challenging to work with them and to cooperate with them. So we'll see what happens. But in my presentation on COSPE, what I, besides some of the principles that I mentioned of making sure that we collaborate and cooperate with and we have a lot of with ARP, with Empresas Caparra, with the municipality, that we are in collaboration and cooperation and working together. That was one of the main messages, and the other was the importance of undertaking things with great formality, making sure the legality, that you have meetings, that you have agendas, that you have the board that runs, you have respect, that the kinds of things we were discussing with Tata Cortez, respect to family businesses, formality and consistency, getting things in writing, minutes, all these things are critical for organizations, whether they're for profit or nonprofit. And COSPE, that's now, as we started in 2013, incorporated in 2014, and we celebrated last year 10 years. I think we've got it now. Well, there's challenges, but with good board and with continuity. So when I leave the presidency next November, I'm sure I'm gonna leave it with a really good president and hope him, I think better than me, which is always my goal, that my successor is better with me. And in United Way, for example, Terry Wadsworth, who was the CEO of Chase Manhattan Bank at that time, was my successor. Clearly, a better leader than myself, and so that's one of the goals that you want to accomplish as a leader of any organization. From the statement of, you know, that the cooperation is better than competition. I want to describe what has taken place, and it's this week. I mean, you know, it's not like a long time ago, and the program here is to reflect on events that are happening with my experiences, and hopefully those experiences will help be helpful to some of you out there. Because as we say, commitment and getting involved and developing personal relationships are critical for our well-being and the well-being of our community, which then comes back and reflects back on our personal well-being, right? I mean, that I think that makes sense. In terms of cooperation and competition, you know, one of the things that happened this week is the statement of a problem that arose with a 9-year-old who participated in the Lola Challenge, and that's three races at different levels. I think it's a 5K, a 10K, and then a 21K, I think it is. Back-to-back 3 days. And people were horrified that this 9-year-old, that the parents allowed this 9-year-old to compete in this thing as not being appropriate. And all hell broke loose, all kinds of discussions in the different radio and TV programs on it. Bottom line, I'm sure you've heard of this thing, but bottom line, to a great extent, you know, the parents have to be a little careful as the kids develop, and so one of the topics that developed from this particular event is that sometimes too often the children are with the competition and getting ahead, and money and all are deleterious, are harmful to the students, and we have to be careful in that regard. There's this balance of you want to have these our children to get out there and to develop and exercise and learn teamwork and working together, and yet not overdo it so that it becomes so highly competitive and the amount of stress put on them and the overdoing the physical, these getting them in three different teams, in this particular sport, and then making that the most important thing in their life can be very, very, very harmful. Going back to my experience, I was involved with many, many sports, which was really good. Little by little, I concentrated in ice hockey through college. I just, concentrated in college in ice hockey. But I was involved in all, skiing and basketball and Pee Wee football and Little League baseball and water skiing and skiing. You name it, there I was, and I think that's good. But even then, with all the variety I had, I just thinking back, I was a pitcher, a little league pitcher, and pitched a lot. And I think for the age that I was pitching at, with the curveball and what we call the sinker, which requires you to really, really put a lot of pressure on your arms. I ended up with a sore arm all the time, and through prep school, it was just painful. When I was able to go through a game without it, it was fantastic. But too often, I've had this pain in my arm that, and in those days, you just bore with it. There's all this therapy and all, but. Or else I was kind of stoic. I don't know. I would think back. I don't know whether it was my fault or what have you. But I think, we were more stoic and there wasn't as much, therapy wasn't as prevalent and all. There wasn't as much care in that regard. I've talked about the training meals were disastrous, et cetera. So this idea of being more conscious of the importance of teams and exercise and getting them involved, but to not overdo it and do more harm than good is a thing that rose from this 9-year-old and the Lola Challenge, which I think is good for people to focus on. And talking about competition, and I only got a couple of minutes, and I think this is the third week I've got 10 articles I have, going back on the beauty pageants is an area that has always fascinated me. I was on the jury, back in the 90s, with Magali Febles, and so I've always paid attention to the development in these beauty pageants, which have changed so much, and so we have tonight. When you hear the program, we still don't know. On Thursday, you will. If the repeat program Friday, you will know how she came out. But we have Sacheli Alicea Rivera, who is a contender and. And everything seems like she's a good contender, and has done so far really, really well in the different programs of, and she's a very Miss Universe contests contestants have been and Miss World and the other was very well-rounded person. She's been in ballet and she's studied extensively and she's a well-rounded person who was is doing and is going to do really well. So we'll see how she does tonight. And you know, these Novolia and have been honing in on our past winners of Miss Puerto Rico, and then their results. We've had five, and you know, and it goes from the first one her article was that she wasn't happy with everything that happened. Yvette Cole was her name. Let me see. Yvonne Cole, back in 1967. You know, me metí para ganar el dinero y el dinero no apareció, and she kind of was down on it back in the 1967. I think things have changed tremendously, but I think even her, when I read the article, she came out really benefiting from what she considered was a bad experience, and we've had with Nelia Merced, Lady Forsyth, and Miss World, what she has developed her life. So we'll go a little bit more into that. Next week, I have to find out whether we're going to have the program next Thursday. I'm up in the air a little bit on that, but let's see with what happens tonight. We'll discuss a little bit more this development of the Miss Universe contest and the other contests. So this is the end of the program. Reflections, your host Jorge Gonzalez. I'm going to end with the statement here by a Buddhist, and it says that la vida es una experiencia, no un problema por resolver. Life is an experience and not a problem to be resolved. So make sure that your life is an experience and don't look at it as a problem, okay? And we'll keep on talking how we achieve that. So be cooperative, collaborate, try not to overcompete. No matter where you're at, be good. See you next week. Hopefully, happy Thanksgiving. Take care.
Allegro WIPR 91.3 FM was proud to present Reflections, hosted by Jorge Gonzalez, reflecting on events with our well-being in mind.